Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why should the university be obligated to provide food to people who've taken over a building?
First of all, we're saying that they're obligated to provide food to students who pay for a meal plan here.
But you mentioned that there was a request that food and water be brought in, unless I misunderstood.
To allow it to be brought in. I mean, well, I guess it's ultimately a question of what kind of community and obligation Columbia feels it has to its students. Do you want students to die of dehydration and starvation or get severely ill, even if they disagree with you? If the answer is no, then you should allow basic, I mean, it's crazy to say because we're on an Ivy League campus, but this is like basic humanitarian aid we're asking for. Like, could people please have a glass of water?
But they did put themselves in that, very deliberately, in that situation and in that position. So it seems like you're sort of saying, we want to be revolutionaries, we want to take up this building, now would you please bring us food and water?
Nobody's asking them to bring anything. We're asking them to not violently stop us from bringing in basic humanitarian aid.
They're stopping the delivery of food?
We are looking for a commitment from them that they will not stop it violently.
But they haven't stopped it yet.
I don't know to what extent it has been attempted, but we're looking for a commitment.
The overt decadence of these Columbia students who go like, oh, what are you paying for? What are they giving you at Columbia? Man, a little bit of exercise and insurrection. I don't know. You can call it an insurrection. Maybe you don't. YouTube live chat poll for today. In your lifetime, have you seen an insurrection? Yes or no? You might want to comment to explain yourself. When you vote today on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Welcome into the show. Great show packed full of great guests for you. Kash Patel is going to be with us in 15 minutes. So stick around to have Kash Patel through your radio, through your Odyssey app live stream. He's a former Department of Defense Chief of Staff, former Deputy Director of National Intelligence, knows quite a bit about what was happening, of course, in the Trump administration at the very end, but has been very vocal on things that some people might label insurrection. And then I'm just kind of curious, when you see what's going on in Columbia and these students and infiltrators are chanting death to America, does it look like insurrection to you? I don't know. Let us know what you think. In your lifetime, have you seen an insurrection? Go to the Andy Fry YouTube channel, say hello, leave a vote. The vote is anonymous. Your comments, though, we might read on the air. So if you'd like to have your comment, go check us out there. Have you had enough of these protesters yet? right when I think I can't stomach another bit of it, right when I think that I can't handle another moron like this one.
You feel like it was right to hold three of the janitor workers hostage with inside of the building.
I think that's a really false narrative.
That's what the janitors are saying, that they weren't allowed to leave.
It's like a robot.
I think that that's a really false narrative.
Even if the janitors are saying that, you're saying that that's not true.
I think that it's a really false narrative that the students took anyone hostage.
How do you feel about some of the Jewish students saying that they don't feel safe here on campus?
Let me guess.
I think that this is also a really false narrative that's being promoted.
Do you think October 7th and the attack that happened is a false narrative? Do you believe that some of the women were raped?
Holly just came back.
This is what happened.
Can you get out of my face, please?
So this is what you see at these protests. Once you get into the nitty-gritty of what happened on October the 7th, the rape of women, what's happening there, they deny what happened. As you know, that is actually factual now, that the janitorial workers were blocked inside of the building. And anytime you bring that up, the Jewish cause, the Jewish people, the kids that feel unsafe on campus, they deny the reality of it, guys.
How do these people spend so much money to be so stupid? Like, what kind of privilege do you have to live in to be this dumb and ignorant and get into Columbia and then cosplay as some sort of oppressed entity inside one of the most privileged places in America at Columbia University, or name any of these other ones, while you go and lock yourself in a building and demand humanitarian aid? I don't think you understand what oppression really is. It's just a guess. So like I said, right when I think, Brad, that I am absolutely beyond consuming any more of the contagion of ignorance that is plaguing our country, but specifically at our universities, you can tell that it is spreading like wildfire because they're wearing their masks. That's how you know. Enter these guys. These folks. These students who decided they were going to take matters into their own hands, remove the Palestinian flag that was raised at their college campus. They were going to put the United States flag back up and surround it with smirks. I'm here for all of this. And if we have to watch these very, very confused, hopeless protesters take over these college campuses and spew their ignorance for everyone to see, and then we get to see the people are calling them frat boys. Do we know that they're from a fraternity? Is that confirmed?
That's the North Carolina campus, I think. So yeah, that was a fraternity.
University of North Carolina?
Yeah.
It was the fraternity?
I believe so.
I just don't want to be accused of cultural appropriation because there are a bunch of boys in polos, and they all have the same haircut, except for that one guy on the right. He's got a haircut from 1997, and I appreciate it. They're standing there, and this one boy, you sent a close-up of that last night. You're like, that smirk, that's the smirk America needs. If we have to, do you think that if Donald Trump wins in November, people are going to be like, oh, well, we tried, and then they're just going to go home and live under 4 years of prosperity under Donald Trump and be like, oh, maybe we were wrong about him? Do you think that's what's going to happen? What are these people? Jim Carafano said it yesterday. I've said it repeatedly before that. These people protesting on behalf of Palestine, they hate America.
Mm-hmm.
They can't stand the United States of America. They are invested in the idea of fundamentally transforming the United States of America. They have put themselves in a position to speak and to be an activist for the destruction of the United States of America. What we know and understand this country to be, they want to end it. And they are willing to do what they have to do in order to see that through. And I don't think that this is a test run. I think that we've had test runs. I think that we are watching in real time as these individuals gather, assemble, disrupt, distort, create chaos. They're very good at it. It is well-funded. And we can see, collectively, I can see myself, I think that you might agree with this as well, that America is looking at this one going, no, nope, go home, knock it off, F-A-F-O. I mean, like, what these individuals are doing, this girl that we played, and I'm calling her a girl, this girl who's standing up there, Brian Kilmeade said on Outnumbered, it's like, and that girl who looked like she raided Yasser Arafat's closet. I was like, Mr. Kilmeade. Standing up there in front of a podium and talking about the oppression that they haven't even experienced yet. They expect humanitarian aid, and they're like, have you had problems getting food? And she's like, well, no, but we wouldn't want it to be hostile. And they're like, is it hostile? And she's like, no, but we wouldn't want it to be. You got a podium for that? Yes, she did. Do you think that America is waking up to this, Brad?
Oh, absolutely. And you put that picture of the frat bros. I'm going to just call them the bros.
Yeah.
You put that picture up there, and like I said, that smirk is what America needs. That's the attitude we need to have toward these petulant children, these intellectually mediocre people that are protesting out there. We need to not only say, nope, we're done. We need to laugh at them. We need to laugh at the ridiculousness of their claims, the ridiculousness of their lack of knowledge. All of that stuff. We just need to laugh at it and mock it because that's what it deserves. That's what it's worthy of. It's not anything more than just people that don't understand anything that's going on and are just looking for a cause to latch onto and have been brainwashed by professors that have been using them to push an agenda. Laugh at them, mock them. That's the worst thing that they can experience and just let it go.
So I want to play for you this is a video that I'm sharing on our live stream here, but I want you to listen to this. And this is disturbing. This is incredibly disturbing to me. So I want to preface what you're about to hear. And I want you to understand how disgusting these words are. But I also need people to know, you know, we've talked before about when it comes to Joe Biden and his flubs and how he's always tripping over himself, like, I feel bad for sharing it because it's just, I feel bad for the old guy. And then I remember he's the president of the United States and he has a responsibility to represent us. And maybe people need to know about it more than I have led on to it. Not like the only way you're going to find out is if I tell you. You want to know what these people are saying when they're talking about free Palestine?
Not terrorists. They are resistance fighters. They are freedom fighters, and they are heroes for a new world. And as it is in so many ways, as it shuts down the supply lines of genocide, Yemen is leading the way. Because Yemen declared Israel and the United States to be terrorist entities and subjected to sanctions. Shut down the shipping routes of that genocidal regime. So I want all of us to not be silent about the resistance, to not be silent about the armed resistance, and to be loud and clear about it, and to say that it is true that October 7th changed the world, because October 7th not only threw the mask off of these imperialist states who use language of human rights in order to invade countries and depose their leadership and destroy self-determination, but what it also did is it showed that Palestine is almost free of Zionism from the river to the sea.
Man, do you need to know anything else other than what this wretched individual is saying in front of a I can't read that word because the thing is, the flag is folded over in liberation. These people are very clear. on what they're doing and saying. They are very clear. Listen to the words they're saying. You don't have to dig deep. You don't have to be intellectually well-versed with a doctorate in Middle Eastern studies. They are telling you what they want. These people hate the Jewish people. They hate Israel, and they want to eradicate it. It is that simple. It is plain and simple. And if we live in a time where never again is now today, and we don't stand up collectively and say, not in our country, not in our time, then we have failed ourselves, our children, our children's children, and all of the generations that came before us. These people are despicable, and we need to make sure that we call them out as such. I'm so tired of the way that this is going. I'm so tired of the way that we are having to listen to these individuals speak, and we're supposed to sit idly by, and we're supposed to be in a position where we just keep our mouths shut. No, it's time to be loud. It's time to be vocal. And just like those frat boys standing in front of the American flag going back up as the Palestinian flag came back down, smirk while you do it. Because you're proud to be
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole. Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In American, and this is not what happens in this country. We're going to take a very quick break because when we return, Kash Patel is going to be with us. And I'm very excited to talk to him about what he's seeing on these college campuses. We know that there are people still in prison right now waiting on some sort of justice from the January 6th events. They're trying Donald Trump for it. This is a critical moment in time, and Kash Patel is a critical voice on this issue. 1 minute quick break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.